The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. There, patriots and socialist distancers, it is time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and I am sincerely thrilled to pieces to be able to spend Saturday night with all y'all. Please do head on over to the republicbroadcasting.org website. Check out the other programmers that are there. Share them around. You can share the links. You can check out the archives to older shows. There is programming there 7 days a week for you to choose from. All right? Check it out. Share the love. Or download. They got MP3s. You can put them right on your thumb drive. You can put 50 of them on your thumb drive. And you can educate everybody at the work site. All right? Check it out and do hit that donation button on your way out. As always, we throw out a live feed off our Rumble channel. So look up Red Pill Politics on Rumble. Yes, indeed. Don't look for us on YouTube. We've been banned from there. Facebook, we're not there. But you will find us on Rumble. Highly encourage you get involved in one way, shape, or form. Play around the text chat. Add in some questions if you like. Maybe we can squeeze those in. Maybe some links with some additional information. Really share the informational love around. Let's make it happen, folks. This country is on fire. Okay? It is. There is a fire in the house. People are starting to smell the smoke and waking up and saying, what in the heck is going on here? All right? We're going to talk about a few things tonight. I tried to vent earlier in the week because sometimes I just, you know, I scan the news. I do a lot of reading, and man, I'll tell you, just sometimes my blood starts to boil. And a couple of things that really have just rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't get it all out of my system earlier in the week, so you're going to get an earful tonight. All right? We know the banks are in collapse. There's not much good on the banking front, on the currency front. A lot of weirdness going on there. We do know that we got the deep state. Pretty rattled. They're pretty rattled. They've, in fact, issued arrest warrants for both Donald Trump and Putin. So, you know, we know we got them shaken. Those two guys, they rattled the deep state a little bit, bring a little pause. You know, in America, every president that has stood up against the banksters has been assassinated. All right? There's a little fact nugget for you. Look back at the assassinations that took place in this country, and there's central banker fingerprints all over it. In the case of Vladimir Putin, well, he's hated for a little bit of a different reason. I think there's two reasons. We were just talking about this a few moments ago. Because I think the reason is that the deep state, you know, the globalists, the true globalists out there, the puppet masters, why they hate Russia so much, and Putin in particular, is for two reasons. I'm convinced of this. Is number one, he doesn't want nothing to do with the central banks. He's been rejecting these monsters and has been very clear. He's not going to tether their economy to the central banks. That really irks them. Really does irk them. But, you know, normally, in most cases, these countries let their guard down a little bit. In the case of Russia, this is not the case. is many nations, the United States included, especially the United States, has fallen victim to this. But in Russia, there is a wall around their children. Right? There is a force field around the children in Russia where they are not going to get propagandized by the deep state in all of its forms. All of the nonsense that encroaches in that you typically see through cultural Marxism, the globalists know they got to go after your kids. If they can't get the grown-ups, if the grown-ups have drove a stake in the ground and going to stand up for themselves, then we got to go after the new incoming generations. We got to co-opt the children, right? Well, that doesn't happen in Russia. You do not see those kids running around playing on TikTok with literal perversions that are being codified into everything, into TV, into the school curriculum in particular, isn't happening there. So for those in that, to the globalist, that's like really having the door slammed right in your face. Thinking that you have a back door that you can slip into. Oh, well, if the government of the nation is not cooperating, we'll co-opt the youth. We'll go in the back door. Well, when the globalists tiptoed around to the black door, they got the door slammed right in their face. And now you see NATO, all the NATO countries, that they are pushing. And at this point right now, this is dangerous territory. I mean, Hague has announced that there's a warrant for his arrest for crimes against humanity. They're pulled out all the stops. Think about it. As they try to muster up a world full of global stakeholders to bring pressure on Russia, when. I don't know. I see nothing good coming from this. Russia's not. What if some nation goes up and just happens to get lucky and assassinates him? Do you think that it's not definitely within the realm of possibility that they've got their own little kill switch? That if something should happen and he's assassinated, let the nukes fly. That's the trigger. I mean, that is what we could be looking at. Someone could, any rogue little nation, individual, look at Hillary Clinton. She was on TV appealing to the people of Russia to take him down. At this point in time, Russia's not going to back down. And being as armed as they are from a nuclear weapons standpoint, I look at the foreign policy decisions, the posturing, the trying to set them up, the whole Nord Stream thing. That, if there's anything that we should be talking about in The Hague, it would be the fact that the Bidenista regime is responsible for blowing up that pipeline. And where are all the environmentalists? Where are all the lunatic environmentalists to come in? Do you have any idea how much in the terms of greenhouse gases was just burst and allowed to go right into the ocean and up into the atmosphere? You'd think that all these climate change lunatics would be a little bit ticked off at that, but they don't seem to be bothered. I don't know. But, one thing that really has just irked me lately, and it's everywhere, everyone sees it, it's unavoidable right now. It wasn't too many years ago where this stuff was really an extreme fringe, quiet fringe little thing, and that's the entire cult of this transgender affirmation. All right, it's mandated affirmation that we're looking at here. This growing group of people with a mental disorder, and I'm not saying that just to be mean and snarky. This is a type of a mental disorder. It's in the DSM-5. It was in the DSM-4. They used to just call it gender identity disorder. Well, but they already started softening the language, and by the fifth edition, they now call it gender dysphoria. You know, in edition 6, is that where we're finally going to hear the official medical psychological term of a child attracted individual? It's coming. But yeah, what's happened right now, and what was extremely rare, the cultural Marxists, the communists, the globalists, the deep state, I mean, it's in the Communist Manifesto and in the 45 Goals of Communism, too. That's why this is so important that we understand this, is it is nothing new. This is not a thing that was just created by the current modern day Klaus Schwab and the deep state characters that are alive today. This is something that's been done for a very long time, is to attack the family unit, to degrade it, weaken it, to bring doubt, to shift allegiance from parent to government when it comes to the child at the earliest age possible. And precisely what's going on here, this whole transgender movement, this fad, and that's what it is, because you got to look back into history throughout history, and there were, rare instances where people, were just confused in this way. It was not the norm. Right now, it is being taught. It is being taught. This is a learned experience. And this is why it's so dangerous, is that the difference in that number, that original background number that existed of people that you would put into the category of homosexuals with respect to the ratio of heterosexuals, that difference that identified then with respect to now, all of those children and all of those young people that are being inculcated with this, now in their rowdy period, the rebellious period of their lives, and when they're very young, the impressionable period of their lives. I say again, you could teach a child, a toddler, that the moon is made of cheese. In the same way, you can say, well, the doctor made a mistake. You're obviously a girl. But that penis is a little awkward, but we can fix that. And everything will be okay. You'll take some pills, blah, blah, blah. But you don't tell them about the psychological struggle that's going to be going on in their head. You don't tell them about the fact that they're going to be sterilized and will never have children of their own, whichever sex they land on. You mutilate your body, forget it. If you take puberty blockers, when those organs are developing, forget it. You neutered yourself. And what happens is these kids actually come to mature. When you've inculcated this into them at early ages, a doubt that really was not a doubt, a doubt that easily could have been corrected by good parenting and schools minding their own damn business. But now these kids are going to mature. And they're probably going to grow right out of this little fad. They're going to start looking around saying, well, this isn't cool music anymore. Well, these aren't the cool clothes anymore. Where'd my penis go? Where'd my breast go? What have I done? Where were the adults in my life? Tell me then, when young people start thinking about having spouses and having children, when those thoughts start to enter their head instead of this other weirdness, what do you expect is going to happen? These kids are going to, we are going to have an epidemic of suicides. You're going to see, you're going to see a whole variety of illnesses that are kind of masked and couched in what was put in place through this inculcation of gender affirmation. You watch, it's coming. We're already, the young people, the youth, there was already a category of youth that were, you know, higher than the national average for suicides. It's a very confusing time of life for young people. And the last thing us adults should be doing is adding to it. What in the Lord are we doing to these kids? And what are they going to turn into? At a time where we need young people entering into the workforce, competent businessmen, competent truck drivers, competent everything that we need, skilled labor of all sorts, when we need them to enter the workforce and be part of that economic machine that keeps things buzzing and keeps us great, keeps us comfy, provides all for our needs and our wants, they're not going to be there. And they're already talking about, and I so totally agree with this too, you know, let the free market do its thing. Let business owners do the best thing for their businesses. But what you see happening is already happening because they're out there screeching like maniacs over these trans, these people that put on a costume and pretend they're a different sex and then get angry because straight men won't date them. All right, straight heterosexual men have no attraction, no motivation to sleep with another man. And I can promise you this, that when these people go out there, and they're doing it right now, all right, they're called, I forget what, there's some group I saw, Quietly Gay or something like, I can't remember. It was craziness where they were men that would dress as women wanting to date other straight men, but they weren't dating them. No one wanted to date them. So they were really going to go in, you know, deep undercover, I guess, somehow, and fool them. This is dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. I don't see anything good coming out of that when the guy finds out that he's been deceived. Mandating. They're ordering us to date them. They're this a mandated affirmation. It happens in the workplace. So you go ahead, you social justice warriors out there. You keep putting your stinking pronouns on your job applications. Please do. Because every sane person in the world that runs a business and has a bottom line to worry about, has employees to worry about, has bills to worry about, isn't going to try to take a troublemaker who's probably going to make endless complaints. And if the complaints aren't the resolutions they're not satisfied with, well, then here comes the lawsuits. And everyone's upset. The whole workplace, morale down the tube. These people are a high risk and are avoided like the plague. And good. You can't find jobs because, one, you dumbasses went out and got a gender studies degree. We warned you that was going to be more useless than the paper it's written on. Well, here you go. I don't know any place really that it has a high demand for people with a gender studies degree. And we certainly don't want you in our school, so don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to be a school teacher. We're driving you out of our government schools. We're turning the government schools back into public schools to serve the communities where the children live. You watch it. The day's going to come where we're going to be able to look back at the Department of Education. You're going to smarten the hell up and get rid of such encumbrances. Holy mackerel. Yeah, we're going to be coming up on a break in just a minute. And right after that break, we're going to start taking some phone calls. But I want you to think about that mandated affirmation. This is Red Pill Politics. You listen to Republic Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back after a few messages. Stay tuned.
You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Saturday to everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Red Pill Politics, the show that is not FDA approved, which can only mean one thing. It probably won't kill you and you just might learn something. Please do head over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programmers. Share the love around. There's programs 7 days a week. You can go to the website, hit the one-click player. So simple, even progressives can use it. All right, that's all you got to do. Pull out the page, hit the player, and it plays. Everybody can enjoy a little bit of what's going on out there. And there's a lot of information, a lot of different programmers. Find some you like and share them around and hit that donation button. Because we are listener-funded. We get no Soros dollars here. Each and every one of us is responsible for the content. There is no filters. My only promise is that I would try not to drop the F-bomb too much, and I would keep my clothes on, maybe. All right, that's about it. Other than that, I can talk about vaccines. I can talk about the Federal Reserve being a fraud, Ponzi scheme. I can talk about all kinds of stuff that you're not going to get from the mainstream prostitutes. So celebrate that. Help us. Make a little donation if you can. $5 a month. You know, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, that does help pay for services. It keeps the signal going out and keeps us expanding, growing. Because everything that doesn't grow dies. And I know you don't want to hear me harp about the Victory Gardens, but you better get your stuff started. Right now is the time. We're going to jump over right now. We have got Marcus from Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show. You're on the air. What you got to say, brother?
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. First off, I have to say that Vladimir Putin was, the BBC was talking about that 6 months ago, how they're going to try to bring him up in the international community, criminal court. Yeah. It is not something that just came on the radar. This is something that has been developing for a long time. It's the same play that they used against Donald Trump. These are the same players.
Yeah, they floated out there trying to get, you know, they're like little legislative balloons almost, just trying to get a feel for how they're going to react. You know, they know that news goes right out instantly and that The Hague was making noises in that direction. So, yeah, you're exactly right. That's not something that just happened the other day. This has been things that they've been spouting off about for a while. But now they've actually acted. They've committed to something. What about what I said earlier, though, is you have everything from, you know, individual nations to rogue individuals now may take that virtue signaling from The Hague and do something rather crazy that, you know, does have international worldwide implications given what we're dealing with, wouldn't you say?
Well, the other, and that leads into my other comment that I have, is that the darkness has taken over right now. We are ruled by a dark power that has infiltrated every single institution inside of our government, and that not only our government, but many others across the globe. And it is a string of darkness, which is inherently trying to bring in the Antichrist and the new ruler of the system, which is the global system, which they're hell-bent on bringing on.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that can explain their cult-like fanaticism. You know, there's an absence of common sense that people are, you know, they're uncomfortable in waking up to. They haven't gotten to the point of acting yet. They're not in the streets where they should be. But there's a sense of uncomfort from this fanaticism that we've just never seen before, where, you know, Democrats can't even support what the Democrat Party is touting. You know, when you talk to normal Democrats on the street, and this is another discussion I had recently, is there are a noteworthy number of Democrats who, although they couldn't vote for a Republican ever, it's not really in their DNA, they are the type that like to be left alone. They like to manage their own affairs in the most basic sense of what a person is and what a family is they just want to mind their own business and run their own affairs. Democrats. And that sounds an awful lot like the chirping that I hear from Republicans who are disenfranchised with their representation, which makes
the problem
me
is the billionaires
with the Constitution Party. And I've been telling them that for years is come on home. I'm sorry, go ahead. You started to say something there.
The problem is the billionaires are all in lockstep. There's very few of the billionaires which fall out of their lockstep ideation because they have been, they've become super billionaires.
Yeah.
From everything that is coming.
Marcus, I got bumper music coming in on me here, but we'll finish up on the other side of that, so hold on. Stay with us, folks. This is Red Pill Politics, RepublicBroadcasting.org's website. We'll be right back in just a minute. Stay with us.
Kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Back. Happy Saturday, everybody. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are the best audience in all of Al Gore's internet. I just love spending a Saturday night with y'all. Head on over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the programs. Hit the donation button. Make sure you share love. Keep the lights on here at the station and the word going out. And as always, love to have you over at redpillpolitics.tv. If you haven't already, please do. If you're one of the people watching the stream, all right, give us a little thumbs up, leave a comment, and make sure you get on the mailing list at redpillpolitics.tv, where we got archives of the show and other snarky musings as well. We got Marcus on the phone here. Marcus from Idaho. We were talking about millionaires and billionaires before we went to break, and you said that they were pretty well positioned, and in fact they are. But I think it's going to come down, this is my question to you, is who is going to train who? Are we going to sit there and just take the spoon-fed slavery that we're getting from the globalists and just buy into their digitized everything? Or are we going to say no and develop an alternative? because whatever winds up happening, we're either going to buy into it or we're not. And I think it's going to come down to who trains who. Who is conditioned? Is it us that influences the banksters so that our money serves the people rather than the people serve the money, as we seem to be going right now? But who is going to train who? What do you think?
Well, I think that as a normal person, when I serve the billionaires in Jackson Hole area, you always kind of look down. It's a normal reaction, which is happening. It's not a right action, but it's like they're not your betters, but you feel, geez, these people are going to destroy me if I come up against them because they have the power. And you're talking about billionaires, super billionaires, which want to become trillionaires, which are going to break the whole system and take us all down into the global order that they are desiring above all else.
I fully expect that the system is going to come crumbling down. That I have no doubt about. I'm not not trying to put rose-colored glasses on people here and say that everything is going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. Things are going to crumble. What's going to matter is who got their hands on the wheel when the dust settles. Because if the banksters are able to convince us, because it's going to take a shaking up like that for people to really take a good, long, hard look around them at the cage that's been constructed. And it's at that point, I think things are going to get a lot less stable and very uncomfortable for us before we get to this point. But I think it's coming.
Isn't all of this set up for the global Antichrist to show his head unseen and for the 6 years of his rule to totally destroy humanity? I mean, everything seems to be set up for that stage right now. The powers that be have all the tools which the revelations had set out to happen in this time.
Yeah. Hey, well, I mean, we all see the Bible playing out. Those of us that have read it cover to cover, we know how it ends. We see what we're in, the times that we're in, and the rulers that we're likely to face. It's all playing out. All right, Marcus, appreciate your call. I got another one on the line I got to get to. But thanks for
good night,
the calling in this week. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, folks, I don't want you ever to leave thinking that I'm so starry-eyed that I would think that everything's just going to be all okay. This is just a little bump in the road. You know, maybe we'll elect a new president and everything's just going to be fine. It's not. We've got occupiers in the White House right now that are illegitimate. They are undermining those assets, the natural assets that this nation's people relies on day to day, not only for just their living in their home with their family, but their jobs, the businesses that they started and developed, the careers that they've worked so hard for. But all of the things, the food, the energy, all has been co-opted and undermined in artificial scarcity. I keep using that word, hoping that you're going to start using that word so that you recognize artificial scarcity. Government engineered scarcity. In economics 101, supply and demand, I keep talking about that. You've got to envision this every time you evaluate a situation, a move by government. Right? The Commerce Clause is a mandate on government to keep commerce regular. Are there actions removing hurdles so that commerce and the free market system can hum away? Or are they making hurdles? Are they creating shortages? Are they facilitating monopolies? Folks, we got to look a lot closer than what we are. Stop trusting these people. They don't deserve your trust. And the relationship with them was never one of trust. It was always one of suspicion. Constant vigilance. That means that you can't trust them. You don't give a child a sack of broken glass and razor blades to play with. And that's the same thing, just taking government, electing them, saying, congratulations, you won. Now go lord over us. Absolute bullshit. Apathy is not going to get us out of this, folks. All right, I've got another call here. Right now we got Francis from North Carolina. How are you tonight, Francis? You're on the air.
Hey, young man. I'm doing well, given everything that's going on, and I'm observing and watching what's going on and trying to very subtly wake people up, and not compared to being woke up. But, hey, so much for a play on words and the wordsmithing, for that matter. As far as the artificial scarcity is concerned, basically, the governmental structured alphabet soup groups, or whatever you want to call it, know how to play the people, regardless of their background and who they are and so forth, and are playing them against each other, for that matter. So it really doesn't surprise me what is pulled next as far as a line of diversion is concerned. In light of the previous commentary regarding, as far as sacred writings are concerned, scripture like the Bible and so forth, if anything, I look at the Christian Bible, depending on which version you're referring to, which there are several or many, that's being used as a playbook.
It can be. Everyone can read it, and people in government and seats of authority can take that knowledge, that general knowledge that the people have, and orchestrate events to that. Absolutely possible.
Oh, I know. And basically cause people to go, oh my gosh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I'm waiting for the rapture to occur so I don't have to worry about the tribulation and so forth. Excuse me, but if I recall correctly, now, mind you, I'm not going to get into the religious aspects of this, but too heavily. But if someone's expecting a deity to help them through a situation, don't they ever realize that deity is only going to help those that bother to help themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, if you were...
God didn't intend us to lean on a shovel and pray for a hole. We are supposed to actively, you know, pursue a righteous life. Help those around us. Yeah.
I mean, it's really a lot more logical than illogical to actually contemplate that thought. I mean, it's really pretty sad. When you first touched upon the aspect of different ways that the population being cut away at, as far as the lives that are taken, and if people end up being maimed because of this experimental gene therapy, as I've come to understand it being called, it's being people are being jabbed with, and of course, if they end up losing their life, they say, "Well, oh, well, they had corona anyway, so they didn't get the shot jabbed soon enough, so they could have been alive."
Well, there are lots of plausible deniability built into that because some of the systemic damage that does can manifest as a heart attack, as a stroke, as a paralysis, as anything.
I know. It's so totally absurd. And the thing is that if people have allowed them to succumb to the mind control of what is being spewed to them or spoon-fed, drips and drops by drop about what's being done to them. Now, with this aspect of the children being attacked psychologically, thinking, "Oh, I'm in the wrong sex or whatever," so forth. Excuse me, and quite frankly, I hold the parents responsible for not keeping tabs on what's going on with their children to start with from the get-go, because if they're being told by their teachers that you shouldn't say anything to your parents about this, the child needs to let the parents know that they are being threatened.
Well, what's happening, and this was one of the things that I was just teeing off on the other night, and it got to the point where the school systems are irredeemable to me, is they are actually telling these kids, to, you know, don't tell mommy and daddy, you know, with respect to transitioning and all kinds, the vaccine, all kinds of things. And to me, this is the antithesis. And the way I described it the other night is the exact moment I was able to establish verbal communication with my children. They were told, don't you ever lie to me. And the only a bad person would try to convince you to lie. That pushed me over the edge. That makes these places unfit, dangerous places for you to bring your child.
Thank you. Because, quite frankly, if they were honorable, they wouldn't tell the child not to tell their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a blatant
That goes into deviancy. This is where the grooming and the deviancy is a very real thing. That's what groomers tell kids.
And to crystallize the whole thing, if they think that there's an issue, they need to confront the parents about that from the beginning. If they think that there's an issue, I mean, all children go through a growth phase. They try this, they try that, or whatever. I know I did as a child, trying to put my dad's shoes on. And I was like, how in the world does he walk around with these things, you know?
I was talking about that. I had a younger brother that was 6 years in between us. I can remember times where I got me and him snuck into my grandmother's room, and I put curlers in his hair and lipstick all over him. We used to race around. We'd find my mother and grandmother's high heels. We thought it was cool because we were standing higher. You know, we ran around doing silly things. But more, if you do that today, if a child brings in a picture at show and tell of something silly like that, all of a sudden, you get a special trip to the guidance counselor and we get to talk gender with you. I'm telling you, this is a sick place for people to bring their kids right now.
Yeah.
But the good news is over 2 million parents last year, just last year, unplugged their kids from that system and homeschooled.
Good.
Good every last one of them.
Good. Good. I mean, it's for one thing, children need to have their innocence of wonder in life. Don't assault it to start with. I mean, if there's going to be an issue with their sexual orientation as far as their gender goes, then wait until they go through puberty and experience what that is actually about before addressing that aspect. And one, especially after they go through puberty and they move out from their parents' house, then they can make up their own mind with their information they research. Whoops, I apologize. My other half just came to the vehicle and hit the door lock. But anyway, I mean, wait until they go through puberty and finally end up leaving home. Then they can make up their mind what they want to do. But they cannot make an informed choice prior to that. The parents, the guardian, are the ones that are responsible for that.
Here's the problem, though. We're 2.5 generations into this, where the young people who are the parents of these children, they've already had their little head softened. They don't know what it's like to be a good, competent parent. And these kids are going to drift away to the wolves at an accelerated rate. And we see that from one generation to the next. But hey, Francis, before I let you go, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that if you ask in your circle of Patriot friends down there in North Carolina, you mentioned my name in the show because so many of my friends from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts have headed down there to North and South Carolina. So you probably know some of my old friends from up here because they keep migrating down there.
You never know.
No, these are the good ones. I wanted them to stay. They were actually normal. The good ones are all eating. They don't want to turn your state into Massachusetts. They want it in the rearview mirror.
Right. There you go.
Hey, thanks for the call, Francis. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time and your ear. Oh, and by the way, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple, my Corona, and the variant.
Say that again. I missed the end of it. I'm sorry.
I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and all the variants.
There you go.
Have a great weekend. Take care.
You too now. Thank you for the call. What I was talking about that pushed me over the edge with the public schools, or the government schools, rather. All right? If they're government-run, government-controlled, government-funded, they're government schools. Was when they started literally telling kids, don't tell your parents. You don't have to tell your parents. We're competent adults in your life, and we'll be your friend. Your parents don't understand, and it'll only be messy and get you in trouble, so don't tell them. It's right against everything that a good parent tells their kid, number one. Number two, it may be equally as important, is that is what groomers say to children. That cannot be tolerated. We've got another break coming up. Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the break.
Just you watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, I want to thank you all again for tuning in Saturday night, 10 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel every week. And I sure do appreciate you keeping me company. All right, and exchanging a few thoughts and ideas, things to think about. In the near future, though, one of the things a lot of people don't realize, I get on here and I get ranting about all kinds of things, and I rarely, if ever, plug some of the stuff that I'm intimately involved in, and I'm going to give you a plant a seed with you tonight. Is I'm actually pretty heavily invested in the Constitution Party. I have already cut all those political tethers, tired of being lied to and doing the same thing over and over and over again. All right? And I found a much more productive way to put up a little a shield of our own. All right? A constitutional shield of our own. As long as that flame exists out there, and it does, there is hope for this country and for this republic. So I happen to be the Eastern Region chairman for the Constitution Party. And I'm going to be reaching out a lot more aggressively to the states, especially between West Virginia and Maine, to actually get involved, to actually do something, to expect more of you than just to listen to podcasts and clickety-clack on Facebook. Okay, I'm going to ask you to actually do something and to cut those tethers with me, to go after these perverted school committees, to put yourself on a conservation commission and keep Agenda 21 out, get yourself on a board of health and refuse to enforce federal mandates to jab anyone with anything. Those are the patriots I'm looking for. I want you to contact me. That's easy to do. Regional. All right, the Eastern Region .constitutionparty.com. You'll find my website there and learn all about the party. But I'm going to start bringing in some pretty impressive activists who have done some pretty impressive things. And I'm going to be having them calling into the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about the progress. Because one thing I promise, and I got to make good on it, is that I promised you some good news along with the bad. And I got to start working in some good stuff. And this is where you're going to get a dose of it. So I want to thank you all very much for spending Saturday with me. Love and appreciate you all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. And love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. Yeah.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alt